back, and this is an early Valentine's Day gift to my wife, Melissa. This is actually our song from Glenn Hansard and Marketa Orlova called Falling Slowly. So we'll play that one more time before we break today. Thanks for throwing that in there, Jason. So we're back with Pete Pekarsky, and before we continue discussion, I do want to remind everyone it is Black History Month, and what does that mean in Waukesha? To me, one of the big highlights is celebrating the life of Alfred M. Gorham, who represented Waukesha as one of the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II. Alfred was Waukesha born and raised. He was a graduate of Waukesha High School and Carroll College, now University, and leaves a wonderful legacy for our city. And I encourage all of you to check out the Waukesha Public Library and all the great things they have going on and the great resources they have for Black History Month. And coming back to Pete here, one thing before the show ends is we want to talk about the elephant in the living room, which is this this ongoing COVID crisis and how we can eventually get to the other side. And again, what can and should a U.S. senator be doing to finally put this behind us, or at least to bring us closer to again, safer levels of existence, coexistence, and doing business. You know, getting back to the business of what we do.
Among other things, I think attention has got to get paid to a much broader problem. Let me start at home. At home, we've got to take care of the people who have this, the people who make it, get it in the future. Try and keep that level as low as possible, and make some inquiries into what we do. In the event something like this happens, there will be other viruses, which are just in the normal course of events, every few years, viruses get loose. But we've got to be able to take a look at what has happened here and figure out how, if this happens again, we're not going to get the same result. And there are a whole lot of questions that have to get asked in the technical field of the doctors, of the microbiologists, to find out what has happened and what we do about it, to try and get a much better result next time. Another issue with which the Senate is going to have to deal is how we protect ourselves by protecting the entire world. The vaccine seems to have stopped. I, personally had a couple of vaccinations, got a booster, and when I came in contact with this stuff, it was a matter of a few days. It was not a big deal. Didn't have to go anywhere close to a hospital. To the extent we can get the same result for everybody, that's great. But the problem is major portions of the world have not been vaccinated. And until they are, this virus is going to continue to mutate and it's going to come back here. And this is something we want to avoid. So another thing we have to do is figure out how we are producing and distributing enough vaccine such that the people who want it can get it. I mean, so far it seems to have gone relatively well in the industrialized world, but whether it's 3 or 4 more billion people who haven't been vaccinated and who want this to protect themselves, that's their decision. Their medical doctors are telling them that, this is what ought to get done to protect themselves. The vaccines are produced here. It's not very easy for technical reasons to move that production abroad. So it's got to be done here in the short term and find some way to distribute it. And that is something which, as far as I'm concerned, as a United States senator, I'm going to be paying a lot of attention and seeing what we can do. Because until we take care of that problem, we will not have resolved the issue of COVID for the entire United States.
Very good. Terrific. So in the time we have left, too, want to focus in on Waukesha, because, again, you're the only candidate that I know of that's spending any time here. Why does Waukesha interest you, and how do you think what do you want the people of Waukesha know why they should take a closer look at you and vote for you in the primary that you have? Is that in August?
The primary is in August. The general's in November.
Right.
I guess because I've spent my family has worked in Waukesha for a long time, going back like 70 years or so. Spent a lot of time here when I was growing up. Members of my family are... many members of my family who have passed on are buried here in Waukesha County, but we've been active in Waukesha, although I live in Milwaukee, for a very long time. And the issue is trying to contribute to development in Waukesha and getting for the people who live in Waukesha what they need, whether we're talking about federal development or protecting democracy in Waukesha or getting universal broadband in the parts of Waukesha County which may not have all they need, although there's some very well-equipped parts of Waukesha. I'm hearing from people in places I wouldn't think I'd hear about it. Hey, gee whiz, we don't have great broadband coverage here. I mean, I hear that in a number of counties around Milwaukee. You need it to do business these days. It's something we should have. To the extent people in Waukesha need health care and they're not getting it, it's something we ought to make available as a basic right. To the extent there's other things we can do to educate the people in the children growing up, people who are past high school looking for a technical college or college education, we ought to make sure that we try and make that available for them at an affordable price. Now, there are things that could be done to support the workers in Waukesha and the unions in Waukesha, and a lot of that can be done at the federal level in terms of the National Labor Relations Board and making sure that those laws are enforced to protect the rights of workers and unions to negotiate for decent conditions of employment and a decent wage, a family-supporting wage. Those are a number of the things that can be done. I'm interested in talking to everybody in Waukesha, the entire Waukesha County community, as well as the city of Waukesha, about what issues they see and what they would like their next United States Senator to do for them. I'd like to talk to them and exercise my very best efforts to get that done. Anyway, so those are among the things which I think can be done by a United States Senator to help out people in Waukesha. Yeah, I should mention the website is PekarskiForWisconsin.com.
Awesome. I was going to do that for you.
So go ahead.
Pekarsky is spelled Pekarskyfor Wisconsin.com. And I also want to give Pete a plug because on his campaign literature, he also has the voting info, which the city clerk, Gina Kozlik, promotes as myvote.wi.gov. Pay attention to that for any of you with questions about the upcoming primary and how to vote and where to vote, where to find your polling place, those things. There's a lot of hardworking people out there to serve you here in the city of Waukesha to maintain a very high integrity process. Pete?
Yeah, let me just add that we would like to hear from the people of Waukesha, the people all over Wisconsin. Just hit the website, Pekarsky for Wisconsin. It's Pekarsky, F-O-R, for PekarskyForWisconsin.com. There's a priorities tab there. You can take a look at the 12 priorities we've laid out on that website and comment on them, or you can add your own priorities saying, I think you ought to address these priorities, and here's what you ought to say about them. Please send it. The email address is right on there also, info@PekarskyForWisconsin.com. If you can help out and support the campaign, that'd be great. There's a contribute button there. But we would like to hear from the people of Waukesha. Just hit that website. Click on it, and there's a Join Us tab. Give us your thoughts on the priorities. Help out with the campaign. Look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, and I want to say, too, is that Pete's expressed an interest, too, for any of the manufacturers out there that he would love to come and take a plant tour and learn more about what you do for Waukesha and for the country and for your industry and how again, our federal government could better serve you, and as well as our schools, any of the schools. I know Pete would love to come and take a tour, both public, private, charter, and any of the organizations. He really wants to get to know the people here better and wants to get his story across. And so, Pete, in the time we have left, is there one thing we've missed, one thing you want the people of Waukesha to know about Pete Pekarsky and why they should take a hard look at him? And by the way, the primary is you don't have to be a Democrat to vote in the primary in Wisconsin. So no matter your party, if you like to hear what Pete Pekarsky has to say, you can go out and vote for him in the August primary. So, Pete, give us your party piece.
I would appreciate it. I'm qualified by my education, training, and experience to represent all the people of Wisconsin, to take Ron Johnson's policies apart during the campaign and during a debate, and to represent all the people of Wisconsin, all the people of Waukesha, on the many complicated, critical, technical, and legal issues we face at home, in cyberspace, national security, and foreign affairs. I would like to thank you very much for listening and ask for your support and for your vote. And have a very great weekend. And thank you very much, Don, for the opportunity.
Pete Pekarsky, candidate for U.S. Senate, thanks so much for joining us. And to everybody out there, I wish you all a happy Valentine's Day weekend. Have a great time watching the Super Bowl. Please be safe. And remember, safety and weirdness is everyone's responsibility. Have a great day. And to all you you lovers out there, and to my wife, Melissa, happy Valentine's Day. Much love. Thanks, Jason. And we're out.